Look forward.
Okay. All right. We welcome you all back, and I'm glad that you stayed with us. We're moving on to item number three, jumping into our work session now. Just two review items we wanted to discuss as a board, and that is an additional meeting, a special session scheduled tentatively on Tuesday, November 21st, to canvass the election results. Regardless of the outcome of the bond that will be on November 8th, we are required by law to have this meeting. I think it's within 10 days after the actual election day. Is that correct?
Well, you have to wait 10 days, and then you have to have it within a short window. And so we had to do it either, between noon on Monday and the end of the day Tuesday. So.
Okay. So this is just a new meeting that we'll be adding to our schedule. Is there any objection or concern to that? We are fulfilling a required law. Is that correct, by having that meeting?
It would be a very short meeting for the purpose of just reviewing the results of the election.
Those who were on the board while we had our last bond, you may remember we had a similar meeting like that. I don't know. I wasn't there, so.
Been a long time.
Been a while. The other item up for review is there is a work session that is currently scheduled on April 5th. As we met in board leadership yesterday, we kind of walked away with the idea that perhaps we cancel that meeting. We're at NSBA the weekend before, I think.
That weekend.
That weekend. And so we just figured, unless there would be a reason to, that following the next week, we also have a regular meeting scheduled already. So as board leadership met, we just felt like, well, unless there's anything pressing, we can just scratch that meeting from our schedule.
What are the dates for NSBA?
The 7th through the 9th.
Texas?
San Antonio.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. Any concern there or question? Okay. And then we had some discussion regarding the first day of school, August 21st. We know a lot of families have interest in heading north into Idaho Falls to see the eclipse, and there was some discussion just about that. Again, we met in board leadership yesterday. Still feel like feel good about that day. We recognize there'll be some families still want to go on vacation and go see that, but don't think it's enough to make the decision to move the first day of school. So any thoughts or concerns about that?
No, I thought the superintendent's email justified not changing it quite well.
And I happened to have a friend who's a teacher at Wasatch, and he was saying the same thing. It was after the mother was lamenting that school was starting on that day. But then I asked one of the teachers, and he said, let's just take advantage of it, make it a learning time.
Mine was blacked out when it came across, so I never saw it.
Very good. Well, we'll go ahead as planned, and August 21st will be the first day of school. Our final item tonight is the public hearing that we'll have on truth in taxation. So we are very appreciative to those who are still with us tonight. We thank you for your attendance. As we begin,
I can't. I suggest a recess until 6 o'clock because we can't do it before 6.
Thank you for. Yeah. We will. We'll take about a 30-minute recess and reconvene at 6 p.m. and. Do that. Or adjourn for 30 minutes or so.
Okay. Or we can just talk about Jennifer.
Yeah, that's a good subject.